Well, temperatures will return to above average for us to start the week as an upper-level disturbance passes by to our south. It'll be a breezy day with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the 40s in the higher terrain to the 50s in the valleys. The models are having a bit of a hard time with Tuesday and Wednesday as another upper disturbance approaches the region. Either way, it looks like we'll see increasing clouds, but little in the way of precipitation as there won't be a lot of moisture along with this particular system. Now, a strong cold front will approach the region Wednesday with a better chance of showers. Showers and thunderstorms also possible. Temperatures will be quite mild and may top off in the 50s to low 60s before the front comes crashing through. In the wake of that front, it'll turn cooler Thursday with temperatures likely falling for much of the day after hitting our high temperature. During the overnight period, temperatures will fall through the 50s into the 40s and 30s early in the day and will likely wind up in the teens by late in the evening. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the lower Mississippi Valley. A few strong to severe storms will be possible over the lower Mississippi Valley today, with the primary threats being damaging wind gusts and some hail. Downstream from a positive tilt synoptic trough amplifying over the western states, broad west and southwesterly flow alofts will prevail. A de-amplifying shortwave trough will move from the lower and middle Mississippi Valley at the start of the period to the mid-Atlantic area over the afternoon. At the surface, a lee low will develop over the central high plains while a warm front advances north through eastern Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley. A dry line will also evolve across central Texas. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low on Sunday of 18 below zero at Big Piney, Wyoming, to a high yesterday of 90 degrees at McAllen, Texas. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, clouds will be on the increase. We'll have a high in the low 50s and a southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, a sunny day with a high in the mid-50s. Quite windy with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Could gust up over 25 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, a high in the low 40s. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 38 degrees with a record of 61 set in 1997. Normal minimum temperature is 20 degrees with a record of 13 below set in 1940. Sunrise and sunset data for today, February the 27th. Sunrise at 6:34 a.m. and sunset will come at 5:43 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny, but not as cool, with highs in the mid-40s. Southwest winds could gust up over 25 miles an hour from time to time. For tonight, mostly cloudy. It'll be cold with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and a mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with lows near 30 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny, a touch milder with highs in the upper 40s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, could gust to near 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight. It'll be cold with lows near 30 degrees. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny today, a little milder with highs in the low 50s. Quite windy with southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight. Cold with lows in the upper 20s, but the temperatures will tend to rise as we head through the overnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny with highs in the low 50s and gusty southwest winds from 15 to 20 miles an hour, partly to mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower 30s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, temperatures in the 40s to mid-50s. Rain likely with thunderstorms also possible on Wednesday with highs in the 50s to low 60s. Partly sunny, windy, and much cooler Thursday, highs in the 30s to mid-40s. Partly sunny and colder on Friday with highs in the low and mid-30s. Mostly sunny and cold for Saturday with highs in the 20s to low 30s. And partly sunny and a touch milder Sunday, highs in the low and mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.